This is the history of Fort Egbert. History of Fort Egbert. This is August 30th, 1973, and I'm reading from a volume taken from the courtroom in Eagle, Alaska. And this is a history of Fort Egbert, titled Military Historical Sketch of Fort Egbert, Alaska, written in connection with the postgraduate course, Garrison School for Officers, Department of the Columbia, 1st of November 1908 to 31st of March 1909, by First Lieutenant Harry Graham, 22nd Infantry. Stated Engineer School, July 26, 1909, file number 95/462. And there's the War Department stamp dated August 7, 1909. Title Military Historical Sketch of Fort Egbert, Alaska, Early History of the Territory. The negotiation for the purchase of Russia America, Alaska, by the United States was opened in the year 1866. He goes into that. Goes on into the Sitka area. Alaska, so far as known, was first settled by the Hudson Bay Company in 1847. This company established a fur trading station here known as Belle Isle on the present site of Fort Egbert. The post was operated by a force of three or four white men, but was subsequently discontinued as unprofitable. These were, without doubt, the first white men who ever sojourned at this point. In 1868, a few white men, representing the Alaska Commercial Company, established a trading post here, receiving their food and supplies from a small steamer which made annual trips upriver, returning to St. Michael with furs, which were shipped thence to San Francisco. The station, located by these pioneers, was named Fort Grant and prospered until the spring of 1887, when it was abandoned by reason of gold discoveries in the vicinity. After the discontinuance of Fort Grant and Mr. Arlington, he was here a while ago, but I don't know where he disappeared to.
I don't know either.
What time is he? Turn the lights out. Anytime?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just reading from this this thing on. Pardon me? Yeah, are you all going to bed now?
I don't know
what else. Okay. Well, I'll just read until he turns them out, and then I'll go to bed. No, that's okay. I wanted to do it earlier today, and I got too busy doing other things. Go back a little bit. This station, located by these pioneers, was named Fort Grant and prospered until the spring of 1887, when it was abandoned by reason of gold discoveries in the vicinity. After the discontinuance of Fort Grant, a Mr. Arlington, an English missionary, established a mission here but left in 1888. In 1894, gold was discovered on American Creek, a tributary of Mission Creek, the latter forming a northerly boundary of the present Fort Egbert Reservation. A cabin was built on the present site of the post's sawmill by a party of six miners, one of whom is still in this neighborhood, who worked the creeks until 1897, when this vicinity was again temporarily abandoned, these men leaving to investigate the reported phenomenally rich placer diggings in the Klondike near Dawson, Yukon Territory. A couple of men who had been blue-ticketed for British territory came down the river and wintered here in 1897 and 98. These men were noticed by Major Ray when he came through in February 1898 and were reported by him as the first white settlers. This post was established to protect the interests of the government on the Canadian border and Yukon River and to aid the civil authorities in maintaining law and order in emergencies. The first steps taken for its establishment was the detail of Captain P. H. Ray and Lieutenant W. P. Richardson, both of the 8th Infantry, who, by direction of the President, were ordered by the Secretary of War by telegraph under date of August 4, 1897, to proceed to Alaska gold fields and report on the condition of affairs and make such recommendations as they might deem best, the following points especially to be covered in their reports. Is the military necessary there, and if so, for what purpose? Where should they be located, how outfitted, and the facilities for continuation? No. And the facilities for communication, especially in winter. In September 1897, Captain Ray located the present site of Fort Egbert as a military reservation, embodying in his report of October 3, 1897, quote, I saw but few open valleys or benches that were above high water, and only one that I consider a suitable site for a post. This is at the mouth of Mission Creek, which empties into the Yukon River from the south, 20 miles below the boundary, end quote. Paragraph, quoting again, I recommend this site as it is near the boundary and will be a most suitable site for the location of a custom house and the treasury officials to check any possible violation of the customs laws, end quote. Owing to the many rumors of starvation of people in the Alaskan gold fields, Congress enacted a bill, December 18, 1897, appropriating $200,000 for their relief. At this time, the Secretary of War determined to equip three military exploring expeditions to penetrate the interior of Alaska to make reconnaissances, ascertain practical routes of communication, and to relieve those found to be destitute and in want. Expedition number one was ordered to proceed from Skagway and Dyea along the Dalton Trail to Dawson, Northwest Territory, thence to Belle Isle, now Fort Egbert. General Orders, No. 98, Department of Columbia, Series 1898. Acquirement of the Reservation. By purchase from the Russian government in 1867 and set apart for military purposes by Executive Order, dated June 13, 1899, see General Orders 119 AGO, all in caps, A period G period, O period, comma, June 30th, 1899. Enlarged by Executive Order dated March 31, 1900. See G period, O period, 48, comma, A period, G period, O period, comma, April 12, 1900. Reduced by Executive Orders dated July 23, 1900. G period, O period, 109, comma, A period, G period, O period, comma, August 14, 1900. And January 25, 1904, G period, O period, 28, W period, D period, comma, February 4, 1904. Further modified by Executive Order on March 3, 1906, G period, O period, 54, comma, W point, D point, period, comma, March 16, 1906. By including additional public lands and excluding the portion of the reservation found to be useless for military purposes, the latter being placed under the control of the Secretary of Interior under Act of July 5, 1884, no rights of way had been granted. Here's a legal description of the site location. Hi! You want to turn your lights out? Can if you want to.
A little bit.
Okay. When you're ready, just holler, because I'm just reading some of the stuff out of this history of Fort Egbert.
Oh.
So I can get some of these. I borrowed this from the Mrs. Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Acts of Congress establishing posts. No formal act was ever passed establishing Egbert as a post, but the President set aside certain land as a reservation. The Secretary of War in 1898-99 allocated funds, amounts unknown, for construction of barracks and quarters. Naming of post. The post was named after the late Harry C. Egbert, Colonel, 22nd Infantry, and Brigadier General, U.S. Volumes, comma, who was killed while gallantly leading his regiment in action at Malinta, M-A-L-I-N-T-A, Philippines, March 26, 1899. See GO 104, AGO, June 7, 1899. General description of post, field officer's quarters, single set, captain's quarters, lieutenant's quarters, two-story barrack, administration building, old guardhouse, fort commissary, powder magazine, ice house, quartermaster storehouse, shops for saddler, wheelwright, blacksmith, paint, carpenter, and tin shops, stables, two-story, capacity 58 animals, wagons shed, non-commissioned staff officers' quarters, granary, non-commissioned staff officers' quarters, single set, non-commissioned staff officers' quarters, single set, old hospital, post bakery, sawmill, two-story, civilian employees' quarters, engineers' quarters, commissary storehouse, oil house, telegraph office, post exchange, hay shed, single car barracks, guardhouse, one-story frame hospital, sergeant first-class hospital, corps quarters, wireless station, tank house. Skipping over a couple pages, this post is 575 miles from Fort Gibbon, 102 miles from Dawson, 695 miles from Skagway, 417 miles from Fort Liskum, Valdez. Between June 1 and October 15, there is steamboat communication with St. Michael via Circle and Fort Gibbon, west, and Dawson, Whitehorse, Skagway, and the outside, southeast, 111 miles of which includes a railroad ride from Whitehorse to Skagway. Postal facilities. First telegraph line from Fort Egbert to connect with the Canadian line at the boundary about 12 miles distance was built by Captain Farnsworth, 7th Infantry, who employed all available troops at the post in its construction. On May 15, 1901, telegraphic messages were transmitted between Fort Egbert and Dawson, Yukon Territory. The Canadians were at this point pushing the construction of the through line in their territory. And on September 24, 1901, telegrams were exchanged via the United States and Canadian landlines by the commanding officers at Fort Egbert and Skagway and the authorities at Washington. During the same time, Lieutenant Craigie, C-R-A-I-G-I-E, 7th Infantry, with a detachment from Fort Egbert, located and cleared a route and cut the necessary poles for the construction of a line about 80 miles long from Fort Egbert to the head of Mosquito Creek in the southwesterly direction with a view to meeting the Valdez line near the crossing of the Tanana River at Tetling, T-E-T-L-I-N-G. In August 1901, Lieutenant Mitchell, Signal Corps, with 17 men, relieved Lieutenant Craigie, this detachment being augmented by 30 men from Fort Egbert. By perseverance and extremely arduous work, they made connection with Lieutenant Burnell's Signal Corps line at Tanana Crossing on August 24, 1902, a distance from Fort Egbert of 165 miles. Intermediate stations have been built and have been manned and maintained continuously since at North Fork, Ketchum Stock, and Tanana Crossing by detachments of the Signal Corps and the line soldiers serving at this station, principally to keep the line in repair. About this time, a survey was made for a line along the Yukon River from Fort Egbert to Fort Gibbon, but was abandoned as being practically impossible to maintain. These lines were built under the direction of the department commander, and Captain Frank Green, the department signal corps, had immediate charge of the work. Since the completion of Egbert Valdez line, the following stations have been maintained by this post: North Fork, Ketchum Stock, Tanana Crossing, Summit, Central, Good Pasture, and Circle, covering a distance of about 400 miles. Central and Good Pasture were abandoned in 1906 and Summit in 1907, owing to a change in the route made necessary by the inaccessibility of the old line during certain seasons of the year and consequent difficulty in its maintenance. This change was made by Sergeant Hogan's signal car and a detachment of 13 men from this post. In the summer of 1905, about 60 miles of the Good Pasture line was destroyed by timber fires, and a force comprising one officer and 26 enlisted men from this post rebuilt it and cleared the brush along the trail line. In 1907, a wireless tower and receiving station was established at Circle, Alaska, by Master Signal Electrician Hart, assisted by a detachment of 6 or 7 men of the signal corps for communication with Fairbanks, where a wireless station had also been constructed, but owing to the weakness of the generator, 1.5 kW at Circle, was not successful. In 1908, a 3 kW generator was installed and wireless communications was established with Fairbanks and Fort Egbert on September 12th of that year, which has been maintained since without interruption. It was September 12, 1908. In 1908, a 3 kW wireless station was installed on Fort Egbert Reservation about 2 miles from the post proper, the tower being erected by Master Signal and Electrician Hart, with a detachment of line and signal corps men, and the building by First Lieutenant H.F. McFeely, 10th Infantry Signal Officer. The following troops have served this post since its construction. June 19 to August 4, 1899, Detachment Battery A, 3rd Artillery, Detachment Hospital Corps, Detachment 8th Infantry. From August 4, 1899 to date, Detachment Hospital Corps. July 31, 1899 to August 30, 1900, Company L, 7th Infantry. August 23rd, 1900 to June 13th, 1902, Company E, 7th Infantry. June 13, 1902 to July 13, 1904, Company C, 8th Infantry. July 13, 1904 to July 15, 1906, Companies G and H, 3rd Infantry. July 14, 1906 to June 30, 1908, Company B, 10th Infantry. July 31, 1907 to June 30, 1908, Company M, 10th Infantry. July 5, 1908 to date, Companies G and M, 22nd Infantry. The following officers have commanded at this post since its establishment. 19th June 1899 to 20th of August 1899, Captain W.P. Richardson. 21 August 1899 to 15th of September 1899, W.K. Wright, Captain, 7th Infantry. Richardson was 8th Infantry. Others are P.H. Ray, Major P.H. Ray, 1st Lieutenant W.C. Rogers, Captain C.S. Farnsworth, 1st Lieutenant E.J. Tillman, Captain C.S. Farnsworth again, 1st Lieutenant E.J. Tillman, 2nd Lieutenant W.C. Fitzpatrick, 1st Lieutenant B.J. Tillman, Captain W.S. McBroom, Captain Fred Perkins, Major E.H. Plummer, Major H.B. Moon, Lieutenant Colonel H.B. Moon, Captain E.L.D. Breckinridge, B.R.E.E.K.I.N.R.I.D.G.E., 1st Lieutenant H.F. McFeely, Captain E.L.D. Breckinridge, Captain H.A. Hannigan.